Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Rally Outlaws bowling team by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. It has been edited for currency clarity and time constraints. I'm Dick Hayden, volunteer reader at the North Carolina Reading Service. Spare Times, news and notes of the Rally Outlaws, May 10, 2023. The chase is on. This is week 18, and the standings are tight. See below for info on Outlaw shirts. Remember, we do not bowl in Raleigh next Friday night. Be sure to let Sharon know if you're not going to be available on Friday night so she can try to find you a sub. Please leave her a voicemail on her cell phone, 919-740-1073, if you need a sub or if you want to sub. Her email address is snbenton@gmail.com. Ginger's cell phone number is 919-389-5596. And the email address is outlawtaxi@gmail.com. Please like us on Facebook. The Raleigh Outlaws has a Facebook page, and liking us is the quickest way to get updated announcements. Go to Facebook and search for the Raleigh Outlaws Bowling League, and then like the page. The lane assignments for week 18. Lane 35, team 2, strike time. Lane 36, team 7, hangman. Lane 37, team 6, silver bullets. Lane 38, team 3, gunslingers. Lane 39, team 4, triple threat. Lane 40, team 8, rough riders. Lane 41, team 5, midnight bandits. Lane 42, Team 1, Sharpshooters. Subs for tonight, Lane 40, Team 8, out. Jeff Tucker, in. Cynthia Burdine. Lane 41, Team 5, out. Jenna Mack, no sub. Out. Marjorie Hurd, no sub. Lane 42, Team 1, out. Judy Eason Farr, in. Miriam Dixon. Out. Robert Parrish, in. Dennis Glenn. Out. Kenny Farr, in. Matt Bowers. The Charles E. Roan tournament in Winston-Salem will be held on March 18. We will bowl at Major League Lanes, 811 Jonestown Road, Winston-Salem, North Carolina 27103. Bowling begins at 9:30. Registration will begin at 9 o'clock a.m. We will leave J.C. Park on Saturday morning at 6:30 a.m. and make our usual breakfast stop in Burlington. Transportation fee of $20 is due when you get on the van. We do not bowl in Raleigh next week, March 17. Raleigh Audio Darts League is holding a cash raffle. Tickets are $2 or three tickets for $5. First prize is $200, second prize $150, third prize $100. The drawing will be held March 28. See any member of the Dart League to purchase tickets. Out-of-town friends who want to purchase tickets, please send an email to ginger@outlawtaxi@gmail.com and she'll arrange for you to get them. The Outlaw Shirt Order. I'm sorry that it has taken me all the season to get this done, but if anyone wants to order an Outlaw t-shirt, sweatshirt, etc., see me as soon as possible. I would like to get the order turned in no later than March 25. I know this is short notice and I apologize. Also, please note that the prices have increased over previous years. The items and prices are as follows. T-shirts, short sleeve, $20 up to XL, $21 for 2XL and 3XL, $23 for 4XL. T-shirts, long sleeve, $2 more than each of the short sleeve prices. Crew neck sweatshirts, $30 up to XL, $30 for 2XL, $36 for 3XL. Pullover hoodies, $35 up to XL, $38 for 2XL, $40 for 3XL. Port Authority hooded jackets, $53 up to XL, 56 for 2XL, 63 for 3XL, and 65 for 4XL. And finally, sleeveless basketball shirts, $25. They are only available up to size 2XL. The Raleigh Outlaws Board of Directors will meet at Sharon's house on Tuesday, March 21 at 7 p.m. Here's some ABBA National Tournament information from Sandy McDaniel. I hope everyone is excited about coming to Northern Kentucky this year. We will be staying at the Cincinnati Airport Hilton, 7373 Turfway Road, Florence, Kentucky, 41042. Call the Hilton reservation line at 1-800-HILTONS. And note that you would like to reserve a room in a group block at the Hilton Cincinnati Airport. Ask for the group rate for ABBA 2023 convention, or just reference the group code ABBA23. The discounted rate is $109 per night. The cutoff date to make reservations in the block at the discounted rate is April 26. Any requests after this date are based upon availability and not guaranteed to get the group's discounted rate. Guest is encouraged to make reservations as soon as possible to ensure availability. Please note a credit card will be required to secure the reservation, but it will not be charged until you check in. They do provide complimentary shuttle service to the airport. They also provide complimentary parking and basic Wi-Fi. There is an on-site restaurant for breakfast and dinner, and it's a menu that's full of Kentucky favorites, and they offer a 15% discount in the restaurant for attendees. Several local restaurants are within walking distance of the hotel. We will be bowling at Bellwood Lanes, 1211 Waterworks Lanes, Newport, Kentucky, 41071. They have 32 lanes, on-site pro shop, a lounge, and a snack bar. This year, we will have pre-ordered tournament shirts for $30. The print shop is still working on the design, and when I have the final design, I will email it to all leagues. All shirts have to be paid for prior to April 20. Shirts will be available for pickup when you register for the tournament. Sizes available are up to 4XL. There'll be a hospitality room on Friday and Saturday in the Frankfurt and Louisville room. We're planning some fun activities and will provide free snacks and drinks. More information will be provided closer to the tournament. There's a list of places in your email version of the newsletter of attractions in the area that some members went to. Most of us used Uber, which was very reasonable for about $25 for less than 4 people to ride. Here are some examples. Turfway Park Racing and Gaming, that's horse racing. They're in 7500 Turfway Road in Florence, Kentucky, 859-371-0200. Second Sights Spirits Distillery and Lounge, 301 Elm Street, Ludlow, Kentucky, 859-488-7866. The Taste of Cincinnati, this event is held over the Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through May 30th. And it's at downtown Cincinnati on 5th Street. You can reach it by going to www.tasteofcincinnati.com. Newport on the Levee, 1 Levee Way, Newport, Kentucky, www.newportonthelevee.com. Newport Aquarium, 810-406-3474. BB Riverboats. Best thing there would be the website, www.bbriverboats.com. The National Underground Railroad Freedom Center at 50 East Freedom Way in Cincinnati, Ohio, 513-333-7500 or www.freedomcenter.org. The Creation Museum and Ark Encounter in Williamsburg, Kentucky, www.arkencounter.com. Hollywood Casino, Lawrenceburg, Indiana. This is reached at www.hollywoodindiana.com. And there are also two other casinos in that area. This is just the one that some of our members have attended and recommended. And finally, the Cincinnati Chili Restaurants. that Cincinnati is known for, Gold Star Chili and Skyline Chili. You'll find them peppered around the town. As you can see, there's plenty of things to do when you're not bowling. The tournament committee is planning to have a hospitality room at the hotel Friday and Saturday night, and there'll be more information on this letter. She's looking forward, she says, the great Sandy McDaniel, to another great tournament and hopes to see all of you there. You can reach Sandy McDaniel, the ABBA tournament director, via email at sandymcdan01@yahoo.com or by telephone 386-576-6413. The iShine Foundation is looking for board members. Their mission is to provide fun, social, and recreational activities for youth with visual impairments and a hearing loss in the Triangle and beyond. iShine is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. They host free monthly activities for youth with visual impairments. The program fosters social skills, community independence, self-confidence, and improved quality of life. These important skills are closely related to later success in life and future employability. The board of directors meets once a month to plan events for our iShine kiddos. Any inner person that is interested in fostering opportunities for kids are invited to complete a nomination form. If you or someone you know are interested in learning more and applying for a position on the board, please email Kim Hudson to request an application. That email is iShineFoundation@gmail.com. On April 29th, it's going to be the 18th Annual Triangle Vision Walk. Join the Triangle Steppers at the 18th Walk at 9:30 a.m. Saturday, April 29th, this year, 2023. It'll be at Pullen Park at 520 Ash Avenue in Raleigh. And here is a note that goes with it. Greetings, friends. My name is Carolyn Marshall Covington, and I was diagnosed several years ago with a blinding retinal eye disease. As a professional cosmetologist for the past 40 years, I've spent my life making people look beautiful. And it's the kind of beauty that I can no longer see with my eyes. I realize that beauty comes from within. And when someone reaches out to help a person in need, that is beauty from the heart. We all have a beauty spot deep down inside of us. So we ask that you join us and walk with the Triangle Steppers in the 18th Annual Vision Walk, Finding a Cure for Blindness. Three great nonprofit organizations, Insightful Visionaries, the Disability Awareness Council, Families and Communities Rising, have banded together in unity as the Triangle Steppers to help restore sight to millions living in darkness. Help me in my quest to cure retinal diseases that are causing blindness. You can help by walking with us, making a donation, or you can do both. Get your friends to do the same. It's going to be an amazing family-friendly event. Please come out and show your support. You can register to walk or to donate today by clicking on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. The Daytona Beach Blind Bowlers are still looking for unwanted t-shirts from their tournaments in the past. They'll be making quilts and offering them for sale as fundraisers. If you used to donate your old shirt, please mail it to our president, Bobby Nelson, 801 Black Duck Drive, Port Orange, Florida, 32127. Thanks for coming to our tournaments, and we hope to see you in 2023. Salutations, GMSAA family and friends. We are pleased to announce some of the annual 2023 convention details. This event will be held August 11 through 13. We will be staying at the Homewood Suites, 5400 Banks Drive in Raleigh, North Carolina, 27612. Room rates are $115 per night for a king suite, $125 per night for a double bed suite. There is 13.25% tax. Please call the hotel directly at 919-785-1131 and ask for the GMSAA block. The hotel does not offer shuttle service, so you will need to arrange your own ride to and from the train and bus station. The last day to book your room is July 20th. We are bringing the Talent Showcase back for 2023 as an after-luncheon event. Anyone that would like to participate in the Talent Showcase should contact George Littlejohn at 816-825-0303, no later than 10 o'clock p.m. Or you can send a mail to him at sweetbaby1964@gmail.com. Sweet Baby? Yeah. SUITEBABY1964 @gmail.com. Further and final convention details are to be announced in coming months. Look forward to seeing you in August. This from your GMSAA Convention Committee. The Governor Moorhead Alumni Membership is reaching out to you because they have found that a lot of people have changed their telephone numbers and moved and changed home addresses. So they are asking each member to fill out a new application in order to update their contact information. You don't want to be left out, so be sure to do it. Please email the following information to Lawrence Carter, the membership chair. He can be reached at the following email address, yallowdogg@bellsouth.net. Yeah, you heard it right. yallowdog@bellsouth.net. Lawrence would like you to send your name, your address, home phone, work phone, cell phone, and email address. Also, he would like you to tell them about yourself. Are you a former student? If so, the year or years you attended. A former employee? The year or years employed. An interested party? Well, what is the source of your interest? And if you would like to pay your dues, you can do so at this time. Just make a check or money order out for $20 payable to GMSAAI and mail it to GMSAAI, INC. P.O. Box 61434, Raleigh, N.C. 27661. The James Benton Achievement Award Scholarship will award four $1,000 scholarships to students with a disability recognized by the ADA. The scholarship application period is now open. Applicants must be residents of the city of Raleigh and must be enrolled in or have been accepted to an accredited undergraduate, post-secondary school, college, trade school, or other institution of higher learning. The selection of scholarship recipients shall be based upon academic performance, financial need, character, school and community activities, honors or awards, and the ability to express oneself in written form, as well as personal motivation and/or leadership to potential. Are you ready to apply? Well, submit your application online by clicking on the link in your email copy of this letter. Please submit your application no later than Wednesday, May 31 at 5 p.m. Questions can be directed to staff liaison Demetrius Edwards. Demetrius is D-E-M-E-T-R-I-U-S, Edwards, at demetrius.edwards@raleighnc.gov. The Friends of the Accessible of the NC Accessible Books and Library Services seek to award two separate grants up to $1,000 for their Braille Literacy Grant 2022-23. To address Braille literacy among children and adults in North Carolina. Proposals are expected to address the needs of children and or adults who are visually impaired in Braille literacy efforts, such as, but not limited to, training, services, education, and outreach. The Braille Literacy Grant has been established to fill a gap in funding for Braille training programs and services. Financial need is a priority. The individual and organization grant applications are available online and as print downloaded documents to be submitted by mail. The grant portal is now open. The application deadline for proposals submitted online or by mail is May 1. The Braille Literacy Grant applications, along with additional information, can be found at Braille Literacy Grant Information-Braille Friends of the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, by clicking on that link in your email copy of this newsletter. You can send an email of questions about the Braille Literacy Grant and or the application process to info@fncabls.org. Now some recipes. Recipes that they tell me will bowl you over. Looks like we're going to have some rice going on today. A couple of items here. First one is dirty rice. The ingredients for dirty rice, 1/2 pound of ground beef, 1/2 pound of ground pork or breakfast sausage, 1 small onion diced, 1 green bell pepper diced, 2 stalks of celery diced, 3 garlic cloves minced, 1 tablespoon of Cajun seasoning, 1 1/2 cups of long grain rice, 3 1/2 cups of beef broth, and salt to taste. What are you going to do with all that? Well, in a large crock pot. Nope, let me change that. In a large pot, cook and crumble the ground beef and the pork until it is no longer pink. Then add in the onion, the bell pepper, celery, garlic, and Cajun, and cook until they start to soften. Then add in the rice and the beef broth. Bring it to a boil and reduce the heat. Let it simmer for 20 minutes or until the rice is tender. You then just fluff that up and serve it to your waiting guests. Ah, if you want to do something a little different, how about smothered chicken and rice? First one was dirty. This one is smothered with chicken added. Okay, the ingredients. 1 1/2 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken tenders. 1/2 teaspoon of seasoned salt. 2 cups of cooked rice, 1 10-1/2 ounce can, cream of chicken soup, 1 1/4 cups of milk, 3/4 cup shredded mozzarella, 1/2 cup shredded cheddar cheese, and 8 slices of bacon cooked and chopped. Well, can't eat it like that, so we're going to have to do something. Start off by preheating the oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. Lightly spray a 9x13-inch pan with cooking spray. Spread cooked rice in the bottom of the prepared pan. Top with chicken tenders. Sprinkle chicken with seasoned salt. Mix together cream of chicken soup and milk. Pour it over the chicken. Bake uncovered for 25 minutes. Remove from the oven and top the chicken with shredded cheeses. Sprinkle cooked bacon on top of the cheese. Return it to the oven and bake it for an additional 5 to 10 minutes until the cheese is melted and the chicken has reached an internal temperature of 165 degrees Fahrenheit. Ooh, sounds pretty good. Well, we have finally some information for you about the remaining season schedule for this month of March. Bowling on March 10, 24, and 31. I think that's actually supposed to, yes, that's right. And March 18, the Roan Invitational in Winston-Salem. For April, on April 7, do not bowl. It's Good Friday. But there will be bowling on April 14. And also the end of season dinner will occur. However, this has to be scheduled later. For the month of May, May the 6th is the projected date for the Outlaw Invitational. And finally, May 25 to 29, the ABPA National Tournament in Cincinnati, Ohio, Northern Kentucky. You have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. We hope that you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org. In the podcast section under newsletters. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.